Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. Big day today because, you know, it's Thursday, Friday Eve. So we're all excited about that.
Oh, my gosh. I heard guys in the hallway and they were like, one more day, one more day. And at first I was thinking, is this a sports thing? Because that's usually what's going on in the hallway.
No, it's
it's one more day till Friday.
One more day till Friday is all it is. But yeah, there was a litany of high fives and fist bumps coming down the hall of like, we can do it. Yay, we can do it. I'm like, what is going on here? It's like four guys like, it's Friday. It's almost Friday. It's almost Friday. It's like, okay, all right. Rays lost last night, Kevin.
13's Kelly Cowan joins us now with the details. Good morning, Kelly.
Oh, we're listening to Fox 13.
Good morning.
That's all right. We'll fix that in a second. I think the Rays lost last night. I was talking about that because I saw yesterday on social media how people are going absolutely crazy about the Rays, as they should. First place in the AL East.
Yeah.
But I think they lost yesterday.
It was an afternoon game, and they lost 1-0 in 11 innings. God. It was on a home run in the 11th.
Oh, my gosh. It's painful.
It was just one of those games where it's just a pitching battle.
Rays look really good, though.
But they're 5-2.
I mean, so first place. I mean, it's okay, but let's just not let it be a trend. Come on.
Only 56 more games or something like that. So
100 and a lot.
It's all good. Speaking of that, we got your chance at $1,000 coming up at 8 o'clock this morning.
Which that's a lot of race tickets you could buy with that.
I was just going to say, the Rays have some awesome packages you can get. And for $1,000, man, it's just a great. I take advantage of all those packages, those family packages.
Oh, yeah, totally. Those are great deals.
Such a deal.
Or like the Saturday tickets and stuff.
Yeah, you can do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's just really cool. And, you know, it's a great place to go see a game. So, $1,000, 8 o'clock. We're going to put a grand in your hand on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
That's Chase Rice called Eyes on You, 99.5 QYK. A little stalkerish, but I love the song. But
no, it's not stalkerish.
No matter where you are, he's got his eyes on you. Mildly stalkerish.
No matter what you do,
Even if you're at the corner booth, he's got his eyes on you.
All right. Well, that guy's been staring at me for a while, so.
Well, it'd be cool if he's launching like a private detective agency or something. Like, you can use that. Like, I've always got my eyes on you. Don't worry about it. You know, or maybe you're like a member of the Secret Service. You know what I mean? And you're like calming down the president. Don't worry. I always got my eyes on you.
This should be one of those house cams or something. Yes. It should be
the ring doorbell.
Song. Yeah, ring doorbell.
Like when you ring it and then it goes, I got my eyes on you. Like, okay, well, I'm going to leave now.
Totally.
A little strange. So this tweet, I just think this is fascinating. This guy tweets out that him and his wife actually, they switch sides of the bed every night. He said that some nights he wants to sleep by the door. And other nights he wants to sleep by the wall. And he's like, I guess people think this is weird that my wife and I, we don't sleep on the same side of the bed every night. I think it's totally crazy.
I think it's really strange. And that's why Twitter is freaking out about it. But I can't believe how many people are saying that they do this too. Yeah. That they swap sides of the beds, a bed on the regular.
Like, so you just go in the room and then just whatever mood you're in, you just fall to the left or fall to the right. And
what kind of life are those people living? Like, I'm such a creature of habit that this kind of stresses me out. Thinking of if I walked in the room and Brian was just laying on my side of the bed, I'd be like, what are you doing? Scoot your boot. Like, get over on the other side of the bed.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that I would be thinking about it so much. I'd never be able to go to sleep. Now, I wake up a lot of times with like multiple kids in the bed, you know, in the middle of the night because of nightmares and things like that.
Right, but that's normal.
Right. But it kind of dispositions your exact like where you are. But I could never just come in. You know what, though? I'm going to try it tonight. I'm going to come in and I'm just going to...
No, you're not.
Well, no. Just, I want to...
Kevin!
But I'm interested to get Melissa's reaction. Like, you know what I mean? I'll just be on the left side of the bed and just be like, what's going on here?
You should video it. Just be laying there and wait for her to walk in. And she'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, really interesting. Text us 800-992-1099 for you switchers. You switchers out there.
It's like swappers, swingers.
Right.
Instead of swingers, it's switchers.
You mattress switchers. Text us that you guys switch every night.
Who are you?
What do you do? Where do you live?
Like,
and what else do you do? Your life must be in just total disarray if you do this, right? Call us, text us right now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
On the way next, Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK with Mark and Melanie. We got some big Brooks and Dunn news.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited about this.
I'm pumped up for this. Right after Kane Brown, Good As You, QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. Deep fried Nashville, 99.5 QIK.
Seems like we've been talking about this forever, and the day is finally here tomorrow. So this is kind of like Brooks and Dunn Eve instead of Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
The new album reboot comes out tomorrow, and we're going to have Brooks and Dunn on the show tomorrow. It's going to be so cool.
Oh, my gosh. Legends on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, not only that, so they teamed up, obviously, reboot. They have re-recorded a lot of their songs, but each song is with another country music celebrity.
So mega stars right now.
Yeah, so Midland, Brothers Osborne, John Party, they all worked with Brooks and Dunn on reboot. We'll also have them on tomorrow, so tomorrow's going to be like official Brooks and Dunn Day here at QIK.
Yes.
Which is going to be awesome. What got us really excited about this was when they did release Brand New Man with Luke Combs.
We freaked out that morning. Wasn't it a Friday? Oh, my gosh. It was great. We played it nonstop. The boss was out of town. We just kept playing it.
We played it way too many times, and I still regret not playing it more. It was just totally awesome. So,
it's so good.
Tomorrow is Brooks and Dunn Friday. Reboot comes out, and Brooks and Dunn will be on the show. I know this is going to be one of their first radio interviews in a long time. They haven't been doing radio. They just haven't been talking to radio stations. They've been doing their gig out in Las Vegas.
Yeah, their residency.
The residency, and that's been cool. So really excited tomorrow for that. This morning, if you're around a TV, Brad Paisley performing live on, is it Good Morning America?
Good Morning America. Yeah, he's going to be live out in Times Square, so with the fans, even just in studio.
Right, so maybe if you missed him out of Valspar a couple of weeks ago, check out Brad Paisley this morning on Good Morning America.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I just think about it. What if your kids could make you money on Instagram?
All right. Well, I don't have any kids, but...
But if you did have kids and they could make you money on Instagram, would you do it?
So sell out my children.
We're going to... Don't say it like that.
Well, what? That's what it is, right?
We're going to tell you the story next. Making money with kids on Instagram. Next, 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so what if a company reached out to you, okay, and they're like, hey, we're going to use your kids. We're going to pay you to kind of model our stuff on Instagram.
Oh, you must have cute kids.
Right.
People are reaching out.
Right. I mean, it makes you feel good and everything like that. So, you know, I was telling you about this a couple of months ago. My kids wanted us to start like a YouTube channel.
Right.
Because they're obsessed with watching these kids, these families on YouTube, which is crazy how some of these families make millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, my gosh. Some just the kids.
Right. We just did it because the kids thought it was funny to watch themselves on YouTube and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So then we start doing it. And so I'm like, YouTube's a disaster. I'm not doing it. So we do it on Facebook and Instagram. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the channel's called This Damn House, because I always walk around going, this damn house, five kids. This is crazy. This place drives me crazy, right? So this company reaches out to us, and they're like, hey, we want to pay your kids for 30 days if you... It's like a kids apparel, lifestyle kind of apparel thing,
so
right?
Clothes.
Clothes and like, you know, like hats, goofy stuff.
Okay.
We're going to pay your kids to do this. My wife's like, wow, this is pretty cool, you know, and everything like that.
That actually is pretty cool.
Okay, well, hold on. She tells the kids, okay? So the kids are like all excited because they're going
to... Well, of course they are. No one's going to say no to free stuff and money. I'm not even a kid, and I say yes to those two things.
All right. It's $2,000. I'm just going to tell you straight up what it is. It's
$2,000. $2,000?
Hold on.
Yes.
It's a... See, this is how they get you. Listen to you.
You're not, sorry.
This is how... You sound like my wife.
Selling out your children.
$2,000.
It's $2,000 more than...
It's a post every single day. You basically are putting your kids to work.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to put these clothes on. You got to find the right picture. Five kids. So I told my wife, I said, listen,
you got to share that money.
Do you want to? I know, right? That's the other thing.
You got to divide. It's like being in a boy band. You got to divide it between everybody.
That's why I said, why'd you tell them? So anyway, I was like, do you want to be your kids' managers? Like, that sounds awful to me. That sounds like...
A momager.
Right. I don't want anything to do with it. So my wife's like, I think we should do it because I think it'd be cool. And I'm just like, I don't think we should do it because we're having fun doing what we're doing, showing everybody how crazy our life is. Five kids and dogs and... You and me. So now it's like the big family debate. I'm the only one that says no. Everybody else against me. It's six against one.
I absolutely thought I was going to say no, don't do this. But then you said $2,000. And I was like, is it that bad?
Okay, but 30, 30 days. I mean, you have another job.
Well, you can negotiate. You can say, okay, how about 15 days or something? You can negotiate with these people.
Really?
Yes.
Like,
just for sponsored posts, absolutely. You can negotiate with them. Get the countdown. That's a lot of photos. So
30.
Say there's 15 days and they got to post wearing these clothes or whatever. I mean, ultimately, the money's going towards your children. It's not like you're then just going on a vacation with it.
We're not.
Well,
I had other plans. Hold on, I had other plans with this.
All right, well, if you plan on doing that, then no. But, I mean, if they can be making money already, kind of like those YouTube kids that go on there and review toys, they're setting up their life for the future. So I can see both sides.
I make fun of those kids. Like, when I'm not around my kids.
Of course you do.
I know, man. I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do this.
Awful.
Kevin, would you do it? You have kids.
No. I wouldn't.
But, Kevin, do you even have an Instagram?
I do, but I'm not going
to... He doesn't even know the password to it.
No, I don't put my kids on social, so I'm not going to do it.
See, and I see is that there, side, too.
Is there a price, though, that you would?
Like $2,000?
I don't know. That would definitely not...
No, I'm talking about, like, if somebody was like, all right, here's $1 million every year.
I mean, that would be it would have to be a discussion with the family, because, I mean, that's life-changing money.
Yeah, I feel like you're warming up a little bit to the million.
Kevin,
it's life-changing.
You only
point.
Have two kids, though, and that's $2,000. That's $1,000 a kid. You don't even have to divide it as much as Mark.
The government gives you that already on your taxes, so I'm good there.
They do? Dang. I'm missing out on this whole extra income.
Here we go. All right, so 800-992-1099. If you could, would you make money with your kids on Instagram? Call us, text us. What's the right thing to do here? I think really for once, I'm on the right side of this. I'm like, nah, let's not do it. Let's just have fun while we're doing it. We're just having fun.
I'm with you. I'm with you on this.
By the way,
I don't like pretending that everything's great because it's not. Like, and that's what I think these companies want. They want like the beautiful headshot, whatever. I'm like, man, I go home and I find spaghetti on the wall, right? Like, that's real life. And I don't want to clean it up. So I don't want to have to clean it up because what if they're like, all right, let's do this deal. And then you take a picture and they're like, there's macaroni and cheese on the wall behind the kid. You got to redo this picture. I'm like, that macaroni and cheese has been there for 3 weeks, man.
Well, I think brands should be all over that because authenticity is key.
No,
I feel like people love real social media accounts.
Yeah,
these days.
People say that, but then when they're spending their money, they want to, you know what I mean? They'll be like, there's dog hair on that kid's shirt.
So this is really more so about you cleaning your house than it is anything else.
Something to do with it. It just did.
He's got to wipe up dog hair and take the spaghetti off the wall.
Turn your house into a movie set. Making money off your kids off Instagram. Yes or no, call us. 99.5 QIK. There's Eric Church, the chief. Some of it. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we're talking about it. I see this really interesting discussion. People are so passionate one way or another. Should you allow your kids to make money on Instagram? And not even that they're trying to, but if companies reach out to you.
Right.
So I was talking about Melanie and I were talking about this yesterday. I was like, man, this company reached out to me. And then she's like, oh, no, we got to talk about this on the air. It's like crazy. This company reaches out and they're like, hey, we want to use your kids to model our stuff. It's like kids' lifestyle accessory stuff.
Yeah.
Hats, shoes, jackets, that kind of thing. And I'm like, I'm against it. I don't like it. Like, we set up our family channel to have fun, to show how crazy our life is, and we don't get any sleep, and our kids
hold
us hostage.
Since you're doing it anyway, why not make money off of it?
I know, but then I feel like it's not fun anymore because then you got a bunch of rules. Like, for instance, I like the way Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean do it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and really Thomas Rhett, too. They both do a great...
Yeah, but those are two vastly different accounts because Brittany Aldean, I love her, I follow her, but her stuff is so posed, it's so filtered.
Hers is, but not when Jason does it.
And she looks great.
Jason will take a picture of his son,
yeah.
And he's got the spaghetti sauce all over his face.
Right.
When you can tell when Brittany does it, because this kid just walked out of like... He had model prep going on.
He came out of like a J. Crew magazine or something.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't even look human. He looks so good.
But then the Rhetts, that's a different story because Lauren posts with no makeup on.
They're different.
Super chill.
When Thomas takes it, actually things look better. When Lauren takes it, it's a disaster, which I love. I think it's awesome. You know what I mean?
She does not care. That's what I love about her.
No. So when my wife and I started the This Damn House channel, I was like, we're just having fun because the kids wanted to watch themselves on the internet and the craziness of the house and the dogs fighting and whatever. I don't want to make money on it because then it's rules and it's stupid and it just feels weird to me. But my wife's like, no, we're taking this. They want to do it. So they want to pay us $2,000 for 30 pictures consecutively every single day.
I mean, I would still negotiate the 30 pictures because that's a lot.
But if you're not having fun, what's the point? And I'm telling you, I told my wife yesterday.
But don't you think that is fun? I mean, you're already doing it. Don't you think it's fun? Hey, kids, here's a box of all new clothes.
Yeah, but we're doing it on our terms. Then you have there's a bunch of stipulations. I was like, let's just have, if you're not having fun, nothing's great. Let's talk to Lori, who is in Clearwater. What do you got, Lori?
Hey there.
Hey.
Yeah, I think using your kids to make money on Instagram is so creepy and weird. Like, a small child should not have thousands of strangers following them. You don't know what those people are doing with their pictures. It's just so weird and creepy. And also, they didn't sign up for that. So do not do it.
Sounds like Kevin. That's exactly how Kevin feels.
It is how I feel.
But I kind of agree. Like, I feel like it's...
I would agree if it were Kevin. Kevin doesn't post his kids on social media all the time. So that makes sense. Then don't post them just to get money. But you are always posting the kids on social media. So I'm just saying, if you're already doing it, why not just accept $2,000?
Ronnie's in St. Pete. What do you got, Ronnie?
Yeah, look, if you can find a way to get your kid to make some money to put away for college, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. There's no harm in putting up a few photos of a kid in some cute sneakers or something if it's going to, you know, help them out long term.
A college card.
It's
for their education.
That's hard.
It's hard, right.
Because you love education, Kevin. You always say everyone needs to go get a college degree.
I agree with that statement, but it's just, you know.
Kevin doesn't want your kids to go to college.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, man. You know what's crazy about this? We're talking to so many people calling and texting. I would say 90% of women saying no and 90% of the guys are saying yes. Except with me and my wife, I'm saying no and she's saying yes.
I know. It's so divided. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. You're the parent, so you get to decide.
A lot of passion on this one. Keep the text coming in. It's 800-992-1099-QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So, you know, this debate's been going around probably since, what was it, John and Kate plus 8? Should you use your kids to make money?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess that was probably the start. Then Dance Moms, and then, I mean, so many shows have followed after.
19 and Still Going or whatever those
16
people.
And Pregnant.
Yeah, all those. Jeez. This has really got terrible all of a sudden. Now kids making money. But, so... This company was interested in using my kids for their Instagram account and stuff like that. And Melanie's like, do it, do it, do it. And I'm like, nah, I'm not doing this. This sounds weird to me. And then my wife's like, no, we're doing it, man. This will be fun. I'm like, this will not be fun. Trust me, this won't be fun. So we're getting a lot of phone calls from people. Let's talk to Dave, who is in Lithia. What do you got, Dave?
Yeah, so I think it's a great idea. Just because if you think about it, in 30 days, that's 30 pictures. And you can take all those pictures probably before... You don't have to take them all on each day for 30 days. And then all you do is post each picture every day.
Is that cheating?
No, that's what they do. That's what these people do. They pick one day. I'm friends with a very well-known, I'll just say, McKenna Blue. So I'm good friends with her. And she's got a huge following on Instagram. That girl washes her hair less than any human being that I know. And she will admit it.
You were good friends with her.
But one day, she will admit it. She loves dry shampoo. So she will wash her hair and blow it out one day, and she will knock out all those photos. And then she'll just post it the rest of the month.
Right. Yeah, you don't even have to do it every day. You just do it one day, knock out all the photos, and then post one photo.
I guess I'm just, I don't know. I'm in a weird, like, I feel like I'm caught in a weird part of life. I'm in this weird vacuum where when I was growing up, like literally you would do the lemonade stand or sell your baseball cards. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. I would make little bead lizards and stuff.
Walk dogs, shovel.
Bracelets and like, sell them.
I grew up in Maryland outside of DC. I literally would make money, a lot of money, shoveling snow and mowing grass. It's just weird to me now that I have kids and it's like they could clean up by just taking pictures on Instagram with people's clothes. Like, it just blows my mind. Like,
you're saving money on clothes.
Oh, God. It's starting to sound better.
I mean, you're already posting the kids on social media. So I think, why not do it?
We're learning a lot this morning, including Melanie's friends don't take showers. This has been an eye-opening
Only
morning.
Some of them.
Man, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
There's Kenny. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, on the way next, what you doing at the courthouse?
Uh-oh.
We got a microphone down at one of the Tampa Bay area courthouses, and we're going to ask people, what are you doing? What's the circumstances of your case?
It's never good. I will say that.
It's funny. A lot of these people, they really become, like, they start giving you legal advice. You know, it's like,
yeah, and my lawyer, you know, well, he said this, and I think he should have done this.
Right, or I fired my lawyer, now I'm representing myself. I'm like, maybe not a good decision.
Not a good idea.
What you doing at the courthouse next? 99.5 QYK.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QYK.
All right, we're with a young lady, I understand, down at one of the Tampa Bay area courthouses. And we're just asking, hey, what's the deal with your case? Why are you here today? What you doing at the courthouse?
Well, I was at a Walmart parking lot with my boyfriend, and we got into an argument, and the car got searched, and they found some paraphernalia. This happened in August. But, see, the problem is, after I was released on bond, I picked up another charge. That would be a misdemeanor charge. I was picked up by an undercover police officer. Mm. When I was picked up on the prostitution charge, technically that violates the conditions of my bond.
Well, yeah.
So I almost went to jail, but the judge allowed me to remain out on bond. I don't think I'm going to get locked up again because I've really learned from this experience, and I do intend on cleaning my life up.
I feel like they're out of charges. I mean, there's not many more charges for her. That's it, right?
I mean, drugs, prostitution, check. I mean, there's not a whole lot.
All right, that is this morning's What You Doing at the Courthouse. If you're dreading going to work for whatever reason, and emails and your boss and coworkers and stuff, whew, could be doing that at the courthouse this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Just now, fighting in a Walmart parking lot, by the way. I mean, like, it doesn't get any...
Listen,
I was going to say, it's pretty trashy.
For them,
fighting in the Walmart parking lot.
For any of y'all, maybe in a circumstance where you are dealing with the law and you need a good attorney, okay, we are giving you a chance to win $1,000 at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, now we're paying your legal bills?
Wait a minute. We can't.
Oh, my gosh. Don't endorse this type of behavior.
What are you doing? I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're fighting justice, or, okay, or you're you know, negotiating with justice, whatever you're doing. We're putting a grand in your hand.
And once you can do whatever you want with
it. Once it's in your hand, you can do whatever you want with it. And by the way, that $1,000 is coming to you legally. We are legally giving it to you. You don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
But maybe you want to spend it on an attorney. Maybe you want to call Morgan and Morgan. You do whatever you want with it. I'm just telling you.
Or you could just not fight in a Walmart parking lot, and then the money could be all yours to do whatever else.
Listen, that certainly is an option as well. I we're not saying go get in trouble so you can hire a lawyer. We're just... Maybe if you are in some trouble. Anyway, $1,000.
Get you out.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, your shot to win on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, we're doing the name game right now. Call us 800-992-1099. It's 99.5 QYK. Got this $50 Subway gift card we'll hook you up with. 800-992-1099. Call us right now. Ashley and Teresa are contestants. Ashley, we're going to start with you first because you were the ninth caller. We're going to give you a category, and you have to name one thing in that category. Then, Teresa, you'll have 3 seconds to respond. Then, Ashley, you'll have 3 seconds to respond, and you keep going back and forth until somebody can't name anything else in that category. All right, Ashley,
okay,
here we go. Your category is, since we're playing for that Subway gift card,
yeah,
things on a sandwich. Go.
Lettuce. Tomato. Cheese. Mayonnaise. Pickle. Onion. Oil and vinegar. Mustard. Banana peppers. Ketchup. Green peppers. Meat. Jalapeno.
3 seconds is up. Oh, man. Who said jalapeno?
Ashley.
All right, Ashley. Yeah. Good work.
Ashley, you know your toppings. I feel like she's had some subs in her day.
I feel like you're looking at a sub right now. Right? And you're like, you just squint down the look.
My boyfriend peppers? Orders subs with all kinds of stuff on it. You name it, he wants it on it.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so Melanie yesterday had this terrible idea, and she
thought
still
wants. Thought it was
a good idea. Well, listen, it may still be. She wants to set up one of her friends with the guy that works here at the radio station. And, man, I just, even when this does work out, it seems like there's so much stress involved. So earlier this morning, we went and talked to one of the guys, or the guy that she wants to set up her friend
yeah,
with.
Yeah, and he has no idea that I want to do this. And we kept trying to get him into the studio.
He's like, I'm not coming in. He's like,
this is set up.
His big thing is like, I don't trust you guys. And I'm like, which, by the way, makes me wonder, like, what's going on in his real life that he's worried that we know? You know what I mean? Because he's like, no, forget it. So we cornered him this morning in the little coffee break room, lunch room area here at the radio station. And we're going to play it for you at 8:20. At 8:20, we're going to play the conversation. And Melanie, by the way, showed him a picture of her friend that she wants to hook him up with. And we have his reaction, too. So this is coming up at 8:20 this morning, 13 minutes away. Boy, you don't have a lot to say right now.
I just don't know if it was the best idea.
Hold on. 8:20, you'll hear it. It's QIK. Jake Owen, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so yesterday, I mean, I'm talking about exactly 24 hours ago from right now, we brought up the topic on the air, this segment, because Melanie's trying to hook up a guy here at the radio station with her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Melanie did seek the advice of myself and Kevin. She did not like our advice.
No, I didn't.
If
so
you asked
I do
for
what
it,
I always do and just didn't listen to it.
Yeah, but if you asked me and K-Dog for our advice, we're going to give it to you. And we did. You didn't like we said, don't do it. Don't go there. Stop.
Yeah, you said, I don't think he's ready to settle down, this particular guy.
His name is Mark. It's Mark with a K, so he's not really up to my level, Mark with a C, but he's Mark with a K.
My gosh.
He works down at Wild 94.1. Now, this is one of our other radio stations right here down the hall.
Yeah, and he's on the other morning show.
It's called The Freak Show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he one of the freaks? Is that how they do that? Okay. So he's a really good dude. I like all those people down there. They're good people.
Yeah.
And so this morning we get here, Melanie and I were talking, and she's like, oh, there's Mark Baggio. He just walked into the little kitchen area. And I was like, let's ask him right now, because he would not come on the air and let us ask him.
Well, he felt like it was a setup. We asked him yesterday, hey, will you come in and just talk to us?
Good instincts by him, by the way, because it was a setup. Okay, so he knew.
Yeah, but it's a good setup.
So we run in there with our iPhone, and we're like, dude, we're going to ask you a couple questions right now. All right. And so here we go. This was from 5 o'clock something this morning. Us ambushing Mark
in the kitchen.
With the kitchen. Melanie in a desperate attempt to hook him up with her best friend. And here's how it started.
Can you confirm you're single?
I am single, yeah.
See? Okay, step one.
All right, so why are you single? Like, you're a decent looking guy.
I don't think we have enough time in the show.
No, but what I'm saying is, you've got a good job. You're a decent looking guy. Like, there's got to be something wrong with you, right?
Thanks, Mark. By choice, really, I prefer to be single.
Mark called it. Mm-hmm. He said, so I told him that I think I want to set you up with one of my best friends, Brittany.
What was that?
I mean, nothing against Brittany.
That is not the reaction I was hoping for. And Mark said it's a bad idea because you probably don't want to settle down.
Well, I think it's a bad idea because let's just say something went left. Mm. Then I'm stuck with you. You're going to hate me for the rest of the time.
How do you know I don't already? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But yeah, it could really go left. And then you and I will be uncomfortable for like ever. And I don't want that to happen. How old is Brittany?
Ever.
She is 31.
I like her name. Brittany's a good name. Is she blonde? Okay.
Yeah. Weird. Is that your type?
We're two for two.
Oh, here we go. And she's single.
But let's get to the picture. Like, because I think at the end of the day,
do you want me to just show a picture?
I think so. And I want your honest reaction.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on a second. How will this ever end then? Bird box the date? Like, you're going to show up in a blindfold and never know what she looks like?
I was thinking that they could go on a blind date
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay, so I threw that out to her yesterday, too, and she said, no, we should go to something that's in, like, a social setting. So a happy hour or something like that. But you want me to just show a picture now?
Now, before I see the picture, I want to let you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm, like, super picky. So don't, like, take offense.
Oh, no. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, wait, you have self-awareness. You know who you are. That's not, what's wrong with that?
Okay, let me see.
But, hold on. But you're super picky, but will you be super honest?
Do you want me to be honest?
100%.
Okay.
Melanie, why did you want him to be honest, don't you?
Of course, but my friend's pretty, and she's awesome.
But that's your reality.
I mean, probably.
That's your reality, but we got to let Mark decide, like, you know, what she's about.
She is the one on the right.
Yeah, I could potentially be into that.
See?
Sure.
I could potentially be into that.
Have you guys seen her?
Yes, we were out.
I was really drunk.
Do you think I'll like it?
I don't remember a ton about her. He was so drunk.
He doesn't even remember.
No. I thought she was really cool, but then I didn't put two and two together that was the one.
This is the one I wanted to set up.
So
okay.
I feel like I wasn't, like, my sensors went on for you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really remember. But so I'm trying to figure out if you called your friend and said, his quote was, I could potentially be into that.
Yeah.
How would she take that?
I think she would say the same thing. I could potentially be into that, because that's essentially what she said.
I mean, I have a lot of bad qualities, though.
Like what?
So, I mean, all right, I'm short. I don't like to shave my beard.
She's short.
Okay.
You're short? I mean, I'm short, too.
But I do like Mark's concern here, because he's kind of looking out for the overall aura of, like, what if she's like, oh, man, he just wanted to hang for, like, a night or two, and that was it, and I'm mad at him, and then you're mad at him.
No, I don't think she's going to be mad. I think she just... I would like to see her obviously find an awesome guy.
Wouldn't it be funny if Mark was really into her and she was like, get away from me?
Yeah, and then it goes
the other way. And then, yeah, that would be cool.
It totally could. So would you be down? Okay, how about a social setting? We all meet up.
Oh.
See, he's in.
But you guys are buying drinks.
All right, that was from about 3 hours ago here in the 99.5 QIK radio station kitchen. We ambushed Mark, who works for our sister station, Wild 94, in the morning show, one of the freaks on the freak show. And that was the deal, right? It was like, will you hang out with my friend? He saw the picture. You heard the reaction there. I think I could be down with that, right?
Yeah. So you're saying there's a chance. That's what I heard.
So Melanie, now it's back to you. You've gotten the info you needed from Mark.
Yeah.
First off, what do you think about his reaction?
I mean... Obviously, when you're setting up two people together, because this isn't the first time I've done this.
I have success stories on my resume.
Mm-hmm. So when you set people up, obviously you want the immediate reaction to be like, damn, or yeah, like I'm totally down. But he's like, I could potentially be down, but whatever.
All right, are you going to move forward though and set him up?
Yeah, he said to go ahead and get them connected on Instagram.
You do have to finance this.
Kids,
and you heard him say
days.
You have to buy the drinks.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that was about. That's a little ridiculous. I'm the one helping him find
and
his
I don't
soulmate,
think that's a good
and now
look.
I got to fund the whole
and
thing.
And I don't think it's a good look for him either, because I think it's like, I'm cheap, right?
Yeah, that does come off as cheap.
Yeah, I think it does too.
Yeah. He's got freak show, morning show money. I know that he could buy the drinks.
Because if you look at the picture and you're like, and you really, like, internally, you're like, wow. You're buying the drinks, right? Like, you're buying the drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm just...
So not the reaction I was hoping for, but I'm going to just let it play its course is what I'm trying to say. So I'm going to connect them on Instagram, and then we'll see how it goes from there.
All right. Maybe have them start DMing each other, and then we can read some of the DMs on the air after a few days.
Oh,
we'll see how
gosh.
It goes. What?
So intrusive.
We've got to go full circle with this. Feel free to text us 800-992-1099. Melanie has just fired up the text screen. So if you want to give Melanie some advice, what she should do next to hook these guys up. And the drama continues.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Listen, if you're already at work or driving to work, just grab your phone and set your auto DVR. Like for right now, Brad Paisley about to hit the stage. Good morning, America. Don't miss that.
Yeah, the song for his wife.
Just did Valspar 2 weeks ago. Big golf tournament in Innsbrook,
yep.
Right?
There's
out party.
Out there.
Yeah. Check out the live performance this morning. Good Morning America, minutes away. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Nutbags north of Florida is two songs away. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Two songs away right now, though. New Luke Bryan. Melanie loves this song.
Oh, my gosh. I just love Luke Bryan.
She loves
Duh.
Luke. And then she saw the name was Knockin' Boots, and then she loved it even more.
And then
more.
I started daydreaming.
Yep.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Damn right. And we're going to expose them right now to make ourselves feel better.
Yes.
And at least we admit it. All right, let's go to Oregon. I mean, way, way, way far away and very north of Florida.
I'm on the trail. Let's go.
So this guy, his name's Brian, right? He's home with his daughter. It's late at night, and he calls 911, and he says, there is a home invasion in progress. Me and my daughter here. Come save us. Protect us.
Oh, no.
Of course, the police, nobody better on earth than police officers. They race over there. They're expecting to put their life on the line to save this family. Instead, Brian says, ah, the people just escaped, but they already got away with my daughter's $740 in Girl Scout cookie cash.
No!
The police are like, all right, cool, don't worry about it. We're going to find this guy. Can't be far. He can't be far.
You can't steal from a Girl Scout. What is wrong with you?
So they start investigating a little more, and after some questioning, the 40-year-old dad's story began to unravel.
Uh-oh.
To the point where he started crying and admitted he staged the event because he needed her cash to cover some of his debts.
No! That's how the cookie crumbles.
Pops stole his daughter's Girl Scout. I'll be honest, that kind of chokes me up a little bit.
I don't know what to say. My jaw is open because you're the dad. You stole your daughter's money, cookie money.
We'll redneck it up a little bit. Over to Benton County, Arkansas. Two men were arrested after taking turns shooting each other while wearing a bulletproof vest.
Oh, this doesn't sound like it'll end badly.
This is how it gets crazy. So these two guys, one is Charles.
Oh, this is how it gets crazy? Not that they're shooting each other?
No, but this is what led up to it. Charles Eugene, he's 50, and Chris Hicks, he's 36. They're buddies. Well, Hicks asked Eugene to shoot him in the chest with a .22 caliber after, you know, while he was wearing the bulletproof vest. And he does, but the bullet leaves a mark in his chest. So he gets mad. And then Hicks grabs a 9mm and unloads the clip and the other guy and his buddy. All right. Of course, they're wearing bulletproof vests, so none of them are killed. They are injured, but they're both arrested because they're drunkenly shooting each other while wearing a bulletproof vest.
Morons.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you. I know down here it gets a little nuts sometimes, and you look at your neighbors or your friends' neighbors, you go, what is going on there? But these are Nutbags north of Florida.
Yeah.
There you go. Nutbags north of Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.